In sickness and in health is a traditional wedding vow that can be severely tested by an unexpected illness or disability. The transition from partner to caregiver often comes with feelings of isolation and loneliness. But as WXXI's Raquel Stephen reports, spousal caregivers don't have to feel that way.
Hey, Mike, can I give you some pudding?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Ginger Henricks has been married to her husband, Mike, for 51 years.
He is my best friend. So that's long and short of what it is. He is my best friend.
Henricks says she's always been the talker and her husband the listener. And he still is. But now it's different.
It first started with me thinking he had hearing problems because I'd ask him to do something and he'd not do it. It's like, maybe you have hearing problems.
But that wasn't the problem. Mike Henricks was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2011, and his wife became his full-time caregiver.
It's really hard to have a spouse that you've been married to for all these years, who when he looks at you, you're not sure if he recognizes you.
Providing round-the-clock care for her husband left Henricks feeling isolated.
So if you were to say to me, Ginger, are you ever lonely? I'd probably say, yes, definitely.
Henricks is one of roughly 5 million spousal caregivers in the United States. According to the Family Caregiver Alliance, 40-70% of family caregivers experience depression caused by isolation and loneliness. It can be even harder for spousal caregivers. Henricks says she wishes she could talk to people who understood what she was going through.
I think a buddy network, you know, so that people are sharing what helps them when they get angry, for example. And somebody else says, I know exactly what you're feeling. And this is what I did.
Laurel Whitman is the president-elect for the Well Spouse Association. They're a nonprofit that helps spousal caregivers.
I think the very first step with people who join Well Spouse as members and come to our support groups is to get over the hump, if you need to, of how you talk about this loss.
Well Spouse currently has about 450 members who they assist by providing support groups, respite weekends, and other resources. According to a recent AARP report on caregiving, that in-person social interaction may be important to prevent isolation. Whitman says the relationships that members build with each other are the most beneficial.
People make connections, right? And we think that part of those connections help with the loneliness, right? In a very broad sense. It helps, you know, fill in that gap that we don't always get because we can't talk about our situations in the real world.
Well Spouse has helped people like Barry Applebaum.
It helped me to look at the glass half full.
Applebaum has been a spousal caregiver ever since his wife had a massive stroke a little over 10 years ago. When he found Well Spouse, it immediately felt like home.
It's helped me in some fantastic friendships and relationships I've made with people who have walked in my shoes.
But with just 20 chapters nationwide, some members like Applebaum have to drive hours to attend a meeting.
And then finally I said, you know, I'm getting burnt out from that. So at that point, I decided to start my own group.
Applebaum's group has been operating for about 4 years, and there are other chapters across the country started by other spousal caregivers. His group is currently on hiatus, but he's looking forward to restarting meetings and mentoring others.
You can't lose sight on taking care of yourself and fulfilling your physical and mental needs, because if you don't, you will absolutely hit a burnout point.
Raquel Stephen, WXXI News.